Well, a different kind of music seems to be happening year in, year out at Maitland. The Groove and the Moo Festival makes an appearance there. Maybe the kids have been telling you about it. Maybe you've sent them along once or twice. However, there is some concerns about people going to the festival that are camping in Maitland Park. And to sort of dispel some of the myths on all of that this morning from Maitland Council is Councillor Brian Burke. Good morning, Brian. What are some of the concerns, firstly, of residents regarding people camping in the park and the festival generally?
Good morning, Mark. Look, there's no great concern because, look, as you touched on, it's a great event. I think 15,000 young kids, music that doesn't sort of knock down my era, but they come to town, they have a great time. It's sold out, I think, in 2 hours. But we had people that live around Maitland Park, which has sort of become a little bit of a unofficial camping area, and it's the behaviour of, you know, probably 20 or 30 people out of 15,000 that really have no respect for the people living there, that have lived there, elderly people, you know, and their behaviour, Mark, is what drew me into asking a question in council on last week. You know, what are we actually trying to do? And that's basically it, really. But I must say, Mark, that the events operators, they work hand in hand with police officers. They supply security guards, and they work with the transport people to get the kids after the events over out of the residential area. But as we all know, you know, in today's society, there's odd ones which make it difficult.
Brian, that's always the case, isn't it? There always are a few quote unquote bad apples. Is it a case of, do you think that some of the residents are concerned more about this or the fact that there is a music festival and all of that happening literally on their front doorstep, which it is?
Well, look, I've got to say that to the people that I've spoken, I mean, look, I live, say, 6 kilometres away, and I can sit out in my front veranda and listen to it.
You don't need to buy a ticket, Brian.
So it's not Johnny Cash and anything like that, but, I mean, look, it's young kids' music. It's a great event for the city, and the council is not killjoys. And it's great for the town. You know, and we can drop our kids off and pick them up and all that sort of thing. And sure, there's some. But the problem we've got is the elderly people seeing these, you know, the odd dozen or 20 people, you know, doing things which we find unacceptable, and I think everyone would find them unacceptable. So how we control it or that? I mean, we're just trying to do the best we can without being a killjoy council. I mean, council doesn't run the event, but, we work hand in hand with the operators.
Is it possibly maybe a need for some more security or even see if more police can get involved? I know there's only a few people that seem to cause the problems, but if that would make the event run a little bit more smoothly.
Well, I mean, I think you've got to be concerned when, I mean, and I wasn't aware of this, but, I mean, there's suggestion that some of the people that are going to attend sort of go to the showground weeks before the event and hide some stuff there that they can't get through the gates and all that sort of thing. So I mean, there are a lot of security, I've got to say, Mark, that the operators do supply a really good security force. But, I mean, when you've got people who are camping where they really shouldn't be camping, they know that. But the other part of it is that Maitland Showground is available now as a camping site. So they can go there. But when you've got people living, you know, like camping outside of your back door or your front door and playing, you know, rock and roll music or head bashing music at 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning, that is unacceptable. I think that's where we're coming from as a council.
Yeah, I think that might be at the crux of the problem, Brian. And with a bit of luck, because we know these events do bring huge amount of economic activity, particularly to Maitland this time around. And hopefully that can continue to hopefully have a nice solution for everybody. I guess if you live right next door, it's probably not ideal to have that there going at midnight for you. But if all of the people that are at the festival can be doing the right thing, I think it might be a win-win for everybody to a point.
Yeah, as I said, it's not the people that are coming to the event and leaving. It's the people that are coming from a long way away, and we understand, you know, that they're not wealthy people or whatever. They wanted to, you know, budget accommodation or whatever, and they do use the park and another couple of areas. And council We don't turn a blind eye, but if they work with us, we will work with them. And that's what the whole thing's about. It's one day, and as long as the people that do try and overstay where they perhaps shouldn't, that they respect the people that have lived there for, you know, 50 and 60 years, and all of a sudden their little life is thrown into turmoil. I mean, if Zac Brown was playing there on Saturday night, I'd be there myself.
Fair call, Brian. Thanks for your time this morning, and hopefully everything can be sorted out for this year round, because we don't want all of those pieces of economic activity to dry up and head somewhere else.